This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You know, I say this every time I bring you a word, especially on the Hour One Nugget. It is such a privilege and an honor to be able to bring you the Word of God in this way. God accepting me. We're at part 14, and I want you to do something before I even begin. I just want you to say, God is accepting me. Just say that. God is accepting me. Thank you, Lord. We're looking at John, the fifth chapter, from verse 19. Jesus was not arguing, but he was having some sort of a conflict with the Jewish leaders. The scribes and the Pharisees, they were trying to find a way to kill him. And their reason is because he just healed someone. In 16, it says, so the Jewish leaders began harassing Jesus for breaking the Sabbath rules. But Jesus replied, my Father is always working, so am I. Therefore, their rule of not working on a Sabbath was not going to apply to Jesus. So the Jewish leaders tried all the harder to find a way to kill him. For he had not only broken the Sabbath, he called God his Father, therefore making him equal to God. Oh dear. So Jesus explained, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees his Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. In fact, the Father will show him how to do even greater things than healing this man. Then you will be truly astonished. For just as the Father gives life to those who raises from the dead, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants. In addition, the Father judges no one. Instead, he has given the Son absolute authority to judge, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. That is so powerful. Jesus has been sent here to do the work of the Father. Jesus, at this time, would have known what he was going to have to face. Jesus would have known that the day was coming when he had to do what he had to do. You know, it always harps back for me as I go back to the time when Jesus was in the garden and he was praying. The night before he was betrayed, he was praying earnestly. And he was talking to his dad and he was saying, Lord, Father, take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison. But then he said, but not my will. Your will be done. Is that the cry of us as we follow Jesus? Jesus has already done the wonderful bit in our lives, where he is accepting us all the time. He doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. But he calls us to follow him. He calls us to pick up our cross and follow him. He calls us to not stop loving in the way that he has loved us. He calls us to keep our eyes well and truly focused on him. And if we don't, that's where the problems come. You know, I was quite happy this morning. I got up, I was making myself some breakfast, and suddenly the condemnation started. And it does so often. And I know what I'm supposed to do. So why do I allow myself to be a party to this condemnation that I hear in my ear? It's because I'm a human being and I fail. But then Jesus comes to the rescue. Last night on Worship TV, I brought a word from Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1. But now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. I know I belong to Christ Jesus, so therefore why is there condemnation? Because the evil one will keep on going as long as he possibly can until I get that message. And I can say, go away, Satan. I'm not taking your condemnation of my life. My life up to this point has been forgiven by my King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I said this the other day. It amazes me when I go to God and say, Lord, I want to say how sorry I am for the way I've lived my life. I am so sorry. And the Lord would reply, what are you talking about? For the Bible tells me, as far as the east is from the west, so my sins are taken from me. Lord, you are amazing. Lord, I adore you. So Jesus explained, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Jesus has told us to forgive, so that we ourselves will be forgiven. If you go to Matthew and the Lord's Prayer, chapter 5 and verse 14, you will see that right after teaching us the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us about forgiveness. And I believe that forgiveness is something that is holding you back. You may not realize it. You may not even know it. But forgiveness holds us back. If we are still linked to someone else that we have not forgiven, it's nothing to do with them forgiving us. That's up to them. What is important is that we forgive those who have harmed us or hurt us or done us wrong. Because when we forgive, we are forgiven by God the Father, by the Son, by the Holy Spirit. We are forgiven. It's gone, finished. As far as the east is from the west, it is gone. And this is the conviction that God would whisper in your ear. It's not a condemnation, it's a conviction. That he would say to you, do you remember? You still haven't forgiven. You still haven't released that person. Now is the time. Today, as you are hearing these words, now is the time for the freedom to come, for the joy to flood into your heart, because I have inexpressible joy for you right now, says the Lord of hosts. Beloved, are you prepared to forgive that person? I was preaching at a church some time ago, and as I preached on forgiveness. And there was an old lady who was listening in the congregation. And she came to me after the service. And she said, thank you for that, David. I've held unforgiveness against my mother for 69 years. And today, it was released. Oh, dear. What joy. What wonderful, inexpressible joy flooded into that lady's heart because of that. God is accepting you, beloved. But as he accepts you, he tells you that to accept you and to love you, he will convict you. He will never condemn you, but he will convict. And he'll say to you, now is the time that you can forgive. Now is the time when you can release that person so that my Father in heaven can release more love into your life. Now is the time. And it's really not difficult. Because, beloved, you don't need to release that person with your emotion. All you need is your decision. All you need is your permission. And it's very simple to do. I'm going to pray, and I want you to say these words with me. But before we do that, I'm going to pray this prayer first. Heavenly Father, those who are hearing my voice right now, whether on the radio station, whether on the podcast, it doesn't matter, Lord. But Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, those who are listening to my voice right now, that you would convict them of that person or persons they need to forgive. Lord God, whisper in their ear and tell them now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I believe God himself is telling you right now, in your heart, I'm going to give you 15 seconds now just to listen to the Holy Spirit. Just say these words now. Remember, this isn't with your emotion. This is with your decision-making process. You are deciding that you're going to forgive. Say these words. Heavenly Father, I have decided with my will to forgive, and say the name of the person, Lord, thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Father, for giving me this opportunity. I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to forgive me and make me whole and brand new from this moment forward. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I feel your love, Father. I feel your peace. And I am so grateful. Thank you, Father, for all you've done for me. And I give you my life again, fresh, in Jesus' name.